You're listening to the English for Today Learn English podcast series brought to you by EnglishForToday.com.
Hi, in an earlier post, I talked a little about how an understanding of English grammar can take you a long way to being a better communicator and a better learner. Now, in this post, I want to take a quick look at some ideas that push the way we use language, or perhaps language uses us, to shape the world around us in very specific ways. Now, if you're listening to the podcast and you want to read the text for this, it's published on the blog site as well as on the EnglishForToday.com grammar FAQ. Now, a little while ago, I was reading Marshall McLuhan's Understanding Media and came across his thoughts on the influence of the building block of English, if you like, the phonetic alphabet. I thought I'd throw some of these in here, even if you may feel that they take the case for the power of the alphabet just a bit too far. Our alphabet, according to McLuhan, where semantically meaningless letters are used to correspond to semantically meaningless sounds, unlike, for example, Chinese ideograms, is the secret of Western power over man and nature alike. And there I'm quoting McLuhan. McLuhan's argument is that the phonetic alphabet breaks up into a linear and progressive mode, experience that is, of its nature, not at all linear or progressive. That is, our sort of complete life experience is not something that we can tie down in terms of one step after another. And that's why Western industrial programs have quite involuntarily been so militant, and our military programs been so industrial. Both are shaped by the alphabet in their technique of transformation and control by making all situations uniform and continuous. That's a quote from McLuhan again. His argument is that our language is at the very heart of how and why we do things the way we do. It constantly shapes and dictates our actions and perceptions. Now, that's a bit of a knock against the argument that we have much of a free will, that we really have much control over the way that we perceive and develop the world outside of ourselves. But is he right? There's a powerful collection of English poetry and literature that argues that despite being saddled with a phonetic alphabet that ties us to the linear and progressive, we're able to use language to convey the timeless, the non-linear, and the deeply felt and experiential, and to express that more holistic universe that, according to McLuhan, our language stops us from fully perceiving. McLuhan's world, where we have carefully constructed our complex reality around these semantically meaningless letters used to correspond to semantically meaningless sounds, is a place where language has to find a way to describe and organize reality as we currently know it, rich in species, objects, and ideas, and for which we've developed an extensive vocabulary to describe it, along with other linguistic tools such as metaphor and allusion, to reach into those areas that the linear and progressive can't perhaps get into. Now, later in the week, I want to have a look at another book that I've been reading, The Road by Cormac McCarthy, where language, in the face of a post-apocalyptic world devoid of this rich diversity and variety, is stripped back to its bare bones, and where most of the vocabulary that we use with such confidence is rendered meaningless or impotent. In many cases, the second book redeems language, our language, if only by showing what we'd lose should it no longer be able or required to describe this complex, fragile world that we live in, linear and progressive or not. So I'm going to leave you with all of that to think about. Until the next time.
Visit www.englishfortoday.com and see how we can help you improve your English.